This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House is prepared to fund cancer research for children during the federal government shutdown. When Senate Democrats rejected the overture, the Democrat leader of the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid, not only put his foot in his mouth, saying he could not imagine why he would want to fund research for children, but he chided and perhaps even threatened a member of the press. Reid called into question the intelligence of CNN reporter Dana Bash for asking such a question. If you hear Pope Francis talk about abortion, you will hear him first talk about mercy, then about the elimination of sin, including abortion, a sin against God and against humanity itself. President Obama is the latest to jump on the bandwagon to offer misrepresentation of Pope Francis's recent public statements. The one thing that seems to be clear is that the media and our president want to silence the Christian message of mercy and holiness. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. As health exchanges opened Tuesday to high traffic and technical glitches, numerous fake Obamacare websites are trying to steal personal information. If you find yourself compelled by IRS penalties to register for an Obamacare exchange on the internet, beware. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.